7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيت الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. One of the important dimensions of the noble Quran, of the glorious Quran, is the aspect of history within it. We see the glorious Quran speak about history of the prophets, history of certain events, wars, prophets, we mentioned prophets, battles, occurrences, and so on and so forth. For example, one of the most important historical stories that we have in the glorious Quran is the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, and so on and so forth. However, one of the difficulties with regards to Islamic history is the way that it reached us, and any history for that matter of fact. The difference between the Quranic history and history of anybody else is that Quranic history is coming from a pristine source. It is coming from an infallible source, that which is said is 100% true. That is what happened. However, history, when it comes from another source, whatever that source may be, people, a group of people, it is very likely that there will be differences in opinion, differences in narration. That which has been written may not be as it was. People may have added to it, people may have taken out from it. This is all a possibility when it comes into this particular book. In Islam, obviously, we have certain books that are of great importance with regards to history. And inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be introducing one of those books, and hopefully, for a period of time, we'll be introducing some of these books to the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned for our next segment.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. So as mentioned in our previous segment, the concept of history. And one of the most famous history books that we have in Islam is titled The History of At-Tabari. It is a very famous history book. And alhamdulillah, many, many years ago, this book by a group of translators was translated as a 40-volume collection. Alhamdulillah, also the collection is available on the internet, so those who are interested may go and find it. Obviously, again, understanding that it is a translation, if a person is able to go to the original Arabic, it is highly recommended to do so, to go to the original Arabic. But if not, a person can read the English, understanding that there may be discrepancies between the English and the Arabic, because obviously it is the understanding of the translator and his interpretation of those words, and so on and so forth. So volume one of this particular history of Tabari is titled General Introduction and From the Creation to the Flood. The creation meaning Adam alayhi salam, or Adam alayhi salam to the flood, obviously we understand is the time of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam or Noah alayhi salam. This particular volume was translated by Franz Rosenthal. So we'll read a bit from the blurb of this particular book. Volume 1 of the 38-volume translation of Tabari's great history begins with the creation of the world and ends with the time of Noah and the flood. It not only brings a vast amount of speculation about the early history of mankind into sharp Muslim focus, but it also synchronizes ancient Iranian ideas about the prehistory of mankind with those inspired by the Quran and the Bible. The volume is thus an excellent guide to the cosmological views of many of Tabari's contemporaries. The translator Franz Rosenthal, one of the world's foremost scholars of Arabic, has also written an extensive introduction to the volume that presents all the facts known about Tabari's personal and professional life. So this is the book that we are at. This is one. The book actually ended up being 40 volumes, not 38 volumes. The two other volumes were added to it later on. So this first particular book was published by Sunny Press in New York City and was published in the year 1989. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will be reading a portion of the book itself for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. The book that we have introduced to our dear listeners is one of the most important books of history that we have in Islam. It is the history of At-Tabari, and as we mentioned, it has been translated into English, and hopefully over the course of our episodes and programs, we will try to introduce hopefully all of the volumes, or as many as possible, inshallah. So the first volume deals with a general introduction and a history from creation to the flood, that is from Adam alayhi salam to Nuh alayhi salam. This book was, the first volume was translated by Franz Rosenthal and was published in 1989. One thing that needs to be understood here, especially that Tabari was a scholar who had different views to that of mainstream Ithna Ashari or Shi'i views. So what he has written obviously goes in line with his view. The book has many things of history, of tafsir, and so on and so forth. Especially in the beginning part when it talks about creation, we'll see that there are certain things that we may not agree with, or certain things that need to be challenged or further explained. So explaining the annihilation of time and night and day, and that nothing remains except God. Proof of the soundness of the statement is the words of God. Everything on it is annihilated, but the face of your Lord, majestic and venerable, remains. And there is no God, but there is no God, but He. Everything perishes, but His face. These are two quotes from the glorious Quran. For example, the first one was the 55th surah, verse number 26. The second one is the 28th surah, or the 28th chapter, verse number 88. If everything perishes, but His face, as God says, and night and day are darkness and light created by Him for the well-being of His creation, there can be no doubt that they will perish and be annihilated. Thus God informs us and says, when the sun shall be rolled up. This is again in reference to verse number 1, or the first verse of chapter number 81. Meaning that it shall be obscured, so that its light will be gone. That will take place at the coming of the hour. No further elaboration is needed, since it is acknowledged by all those who confess God's oneness, the Muslims, the people of the Torah and the Gospel, and the Magians. It is denied only by others who do not confess the oneness of God. So as you can see, he's doing a tafsir and an explanation of the verses of the Holy Quran within his historical breakdown of the creation and the creation coming to an end at the end of days. Anyway, as I mentioned, this needs to be taken or read with a critical mind. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to truly understand truth and to be of those who walk upon the path of truth with the light of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.